The Thomas Fire in California has burned more than 400,000 acres, and the long-reaching environmental impact is still to be figured out. Short-term, though, we know that air pollution is terrible, and climate in the immediate area has been unpredictable. Residents of Santa Barbara have been saying that temperatures even near the fire have felt unseasonably cool. With me to talk about that is Christine Wiedenmeyer, Associate Director for Science at the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences at the University of Colorado at Boulder. Okay, Christine, why would the temperatures be feeling cooler?
You can imagine that fires release an enormous amount of heat, and so they can immediately impact the weather directly surrounding and in the fire. So that would be fire weather, where it would change the winds, the temperatures, just all the dynamics around the fires. But then we know that fires also emit a large amount of smoke or particles to the air. And as those particles travel downwind, they can have different impacts on the weather. Even if the particles are cooled, they change the way that sunlight gets through the atmosphere. And so depending on what those particles are made of and what they look like, whether they're white, you can think of smoldering fires that emit white smoke, or really big flaming fires that you might imagine are see from big flames, black smoke. They can interact in the atmosphere differently by scattering light or absorbing light, and then change the amount of sunlight that gets through the atmosphere, and even change surface temperatures and other dynamics of the atmosphere.
Is the temperature or the conditions around that short term, but then when we get more into the atmosphere, what you're talking about, can those potentially be really long term?
Correct. That's exactly it. I mean, the flame and the fire itself is immediately having short term, depending on the size of the fire, pretty impacts in the direct immediate area with very immediate consequences. Whereas the longer term regional impacts and downwind impacts can, you know, happen on the order of hours and days. And
wow.
Even depending on the magnitude of the event, you know, weeks, particles can stay in the air for, you know, a week or two. And so they can have impacts downwind depending on how concentrated or how thick they are in the atmosphere.
When we consider the impact of this particular fire going on, talking about the Thomas Fire specifically, in California, which has burned more than 400,000 acres, when you look at how long that fire has been burning and the terrain it's burning in, is there the potential for the environmental impact to be even greater than it would perhaps in a place that is less developed?
Well, I think in the immediate area, yes. I mean, you're burning in the wildland-urban interface. You have a lot more housing, structures, people that can be immediately impacted by the fires themselves, by the particles that are being emitted. Of course, those fires are greatly impacting air quality, and so can be harmful to human health. Whereas when you're burning the fires out in kind of more remote regions, you have less of the risk vulnerable populations of houses to be damaged, people to be exposed by those high concentrations of particles and other air pollutants that are emitted from the fires. So you can have different, severity of the impacts on people and structures. But we also know that the particles and other air pollutants from fires can be transported large distances and have impacts way downwind.
And
I know that even last summer when the fires were burning in Montana and Washington, we had extremely high particle concentrations from those fires here in Denver, Colorado, for a couple of days.
As the risk for these catastrophic fires continues, many people have talked about the concern that wildfire season is no longer just a few months. In some places, it may end up being 9-10 months. Who knows? In places that
that's right.
So how much could that affect the environment and climate change and whatnot?
I think it's very important and something we're noticing, particularly in the western United States. We know that the number of large fires has increased fivefold since the 1970s, and the fire season length has increased by almost 3 months since that time period. So we're getting a much larger fire season, much larger and severe fires that can have really big consequences on air quality, on regional climate as well. And then, of course, it can impact people by hurting their health, by harming structures. It's also very costly because the suppression costs for these fires is extremely high. We spend over $2 billion per year fighting wildfires, and about 1.8 million homes in the western United States are at high risk for wildfire damage. So this is really, really important, particularly in the western United States.
Christine Wiedenmeyer is Associate Director for Science at the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences at the University of Colorado at Boulder.